What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
What is up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the podcast. Thank you. As I said, that is raised my hands up. I have no idea why I did that. With these quick tip episodes, I share a tip or strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue in the process. So before we get into today's quick tip, one of my goals here with the podcast is to have as big an impact as possible. And one of the ways to increase visibility of the podcast on platforms like iTunes, for example, is through people who subscribe and the ratings and reviews. I'm sure, I talk about it all the time here in the show. You hear it pretty much for every podcast that you listen to. Now, at the time of recording this episode, which is July 13th, we are at 518 five-star ratings and reviews. And that is amazing. Unfortunately, you can't tell how many subscribers that you have as a podcaster, unfortunately. Now, my goal is to get to 750 five-star ratings and reviews by the end of Q3. So that is September 30th. So that means 232 more five-star ratings reviews by September 30th. So here's what I'd love for you to do, okay? After you subscribe, leave a quick, honest rating and review for the podcast on iTunes, and then take a simple screenshot of your rating and review. Then share it on Instagram stories and tag me. And my Instagram handle is at Rick Mulready. Is that what you call it? Handle? I'm at Rick Mulready on Instagram. Okay. When we hit 750 ratings and reviews, I'm going to do a raffle of everyone who tagged me, and I'm going to give away a book bundle of my top 10 business and mindset books to a winner. Now, I've shared my favorite business and mindset books here on the podcast before, and I've actually added to that list since then because I've read some amazing books. I think I shared that episode fall-ish of 2018. So I've got some more books that I've added to that list. So that winner is going to get a book bundle of my top 10 business and mindset books. And really excited to do that for somebody. Now, if you've already left a rating review and this is not new, that's cool too. Do the same thing. Just take a screenshot of your rating review, share it on Instagram stories and tag me at Rick Mulready. And then again, once we hit 750 ratings and reviews, I'm going to pick a winner, and that winner will win a book bundle of my top 10 business and mindset books. Thank you so much for your support of the show. I super, super appreciate it. Okay, today's quick tip is all about something that comes up in a lot of discussions with my members of my Accelerator Mastermind. Pretty much on a daily basis, this comes up with different members. So what this is about is once your online business starts growing, new opportunities start to pop up, right? For example, people will suggest that new course ideas that you quote unquote should do, or you got to do, or I have a great idea for you to do this course. or you'll get asked to maybe speak or do this online summit or whatever it is, right? Maybe jump on the phone for a quick pick your brain session. I love that one, right? Et cetera. All kinds of opportunities come up, right? And when you're growing your business and you're wanting more revenue, it can be super enticing to want to do all of these things that come up as opportunities. It's the whole shiny object syndrome, right? That you hear so much about. Oh, how we love shiny objects. Me included sometimes. I'm raising my hand right now. That is definitely me sometimes. But the reality is, the majority of the time, these shiny objects are actually just taking you further away from what's actually going to grow your business. So how do you decide whether to give these opportunities any attention? Well, first and foremost, you've got to get clear on what your goals are in your business and in your life and what's most important to you, because that's going to be different from everybody else, right? Then anything that comes up as opportunities gets filtered through these priorities. And I want to share two different examples with you. Okay. So last week I talked about one of my accelerator members. Her name is Melissa, and Melissa supports homeschool teachers with teaching writing to kids. She's got two online courses for homeschool teachers, as well as a children's book coming out this fall in 2019. Her website, by the way, is writeonweb.com, 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 if you want to check her out. Her goals are to impact more homeschool teachers, right? And spend more hours in the day doing whatever she wants, as well as breaking through six figures this year. And as an example, a well-meaning friend recently suggested to her that she create a course about how to be a better teacher, because her friend saw how she teaches and she was like, wow, you're an amazing teacher in how you teach to homeschool teachers. So you got to create a course about how to teach. Super meta, right? So could this be a successful course? Maybe, but it takes her away from her goals and her core offers, the offers that she's looking to scale and that will get her to six figures plus, right? It would also be adding another thing to her plate. I want you to remember that it sounds very contrary to what sounds logical, but less is more in your business. The less products and services that you're selling in your business, the better. This is something where when you're trying to grow your business and trying to create revenue and you want to say yes to everybody and be everything to everyone, you are not growing your business. You are going to hurt the business, in fact. And I've been through this in my business. I mean, I had, you know, products and services for so many different types of niches. So focus on what's most important to you in your business and your life, and your energy and your bank account will thank you for it. Okay. Now with Melissa and her courses, she has a course for summer school for homeschool teachers, as well as, you know, once the school year starts. Those are the two courses that are going to get her to the revenue numbers that she wants to make, as well as her children's book that's due out this fall. Now, if she were to add another thing, which sounds super enticing, right? Because this, you know, your brain says, ooh, more revenue, another opportunity. Well, it could be, but it would also be taking her away from what's most important to her in her business, meaning her core offers and freeing up time in her day to do whatever the heck she wants to do in her life. And so I want to share another example with you in addition to Melissa. And this is a friend of mine who is an expert in nutrition, and she coaches people on nutrition, and she's also a sought after speaker on a variety of different topics on nutrition. And I was recently talking with her, and she was asking me for some advice on growing her business. And the first question I asked her was, what does she want? What does she want her business to look like? And she told me that she wants to be working with 20 clients at a time, period. Okay, awesome, amazing. Now, she also has a 10-month-old daughter and a husband who she wants to ensure that she's spending quality time with her family. And so that is a priority for her as well. She then went on to tell me that she's had all these opportunities recently come up, like the opportunity, for example, to go over to Europe for 3 weeks and teach and speak. And she's also thinking about creating an online course because she wants to reach more people with her work. Now, with the online course thing, I dug a little deeper on this one. And I told her, I said, you just told me that you want to work with 20 clients, right? Now you're saying that you want to have an online course, and you could totally do both. But what's more important to you, right? She wants to have a bigger impact. But I said, what's more important to you? Having a deeper life-changing impact on 20 people at a time or creating a course that people may or may not even complete? And so could that be more revenue for her? Very likely, right? And so what I did at that point is I echoed back to her what she told me her priorities are, which are coaching 20 students at a time while also spending more time with her family, period. That clarity becomes the filter through which these opportunities that come up get put through. Does spending 3 weeks in Europe, for example, teaching and speaking sound awesome? Yeah, sounds pretty awesome to me. But that means extended time away from her family. And also, that's time away from putting into growing her client base, very likely. Now, as I mentioned, could a course bring in more revenue? Maybe, but does it align with her priorities? And so I share these examples with you because these are very common things. These come up for everybody, myself included. As we grow our business, opportunities are going to continue to come to you because you are the expert. You're the best in your business and what you're teaching. And so as these opportunities come up, I really want you to think about, A, what's most important to you in your business and in your life? And then that becomes the filter through which you run these opportunities through. Okay. And when you do that, remembering that less is more, your energy and your bank account are going to thank you for it. All right. It's the whole shiny object. These things sound amazing. And maybe some of them are, right? You might find an opportunity that comes along and you're like, yeah, this does fit my filter and what's most important to me. Cool. I'm going to jump on that. But I can tell you that 9 times out of 10, they are just distractions because we can chase that shiny object, but it takes us away from what our focus is. And when we focus on our priorities, that's what is going to scale our business and allow us to have a bigger impact in the business. Okay. Hey, my friends, if you are an online expert, in other words, you're an online educator, maybe you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, maybe you're doing webinars or you have a membership program in your business, and Facebook and Instagram ads make you want to pull your hair out and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then I have a free webinar training that you got to check out. It's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. And you could pick a day and time that works best for you at rickmulready.com/training. In addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that all online experts need to know to generate profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads, you'll also learn the common mistakes that I see most people making with their Facebook and IG ads and how to avoid those mistakes, and a whole lot more on that training. I'm all about helping you remove the overwhelm and fear that often comes with figuring out how to get Facebook and Instagram ads working for your business so that you can grow your list and make more sales in the process. Okay. Again, the link to sign up for this free training, pick a day and time that works best for you, is rickmulready.com/training. All right, my friends, I hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.